Studios. Now, back to Maddie in the Morning.
On Kiss 108.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I don't know if I want to play this or not. I get embarrassed, but there's a little clip from one of our coworkers.
Even coming in here without anybody here, do you miss anybody?
Not really. It's only ever morning shows. It's not like it's filled with salespeople.
No, but afterwards, if you wanted to chit-chat with somebody, you could easily make friends in the office.
Well, I like saying hi to people. You like to put your head down and pray no one says
it. Unless Maddie wants to talk to him. Right, then I'll talk to Maddie.
I'll always talk to Maddie.
Talk to an equal.
Yeah. Well, I like picking Maddie's brain.
Okay? I understand.
I really do.
I know.
Because here's a guy who has been on the top of the hill forever, and I want to know what makes him tick. And so I'm slowly, well, he's not around here anymore because he's down in Florida, but whenever he come over to my cubicle, I go, yep, let's go, let's talk.
He's motivated by all things. We're motivated by nothing.
I think he loves the business, but I want to know how he rolls, like how he puts his show together.
I got to tell you, that's Kevin Carlson from the Carlson and McKenzie show, who is a sister station of ours. I just wanted to play that so I could hear somebody who has some respect for my work after working with Billy all these years who thinks I'm here by some sort of fluke.
Yeah, that was refreshing.
Yeah. I don't get that from my own team, so I had to get it from another radio station.
I need to appreciate you more.
You really
Absolutely.
Do. Yeah, you really do. I have we were talking about Ryan Seacrest not being on with Kelly, and we put the show on this morning, and the story is that he's waiting for a test results from a COVID test, which is not good because he's a celebrity, which means he must know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is this the second day he hasn't been on, and Kelly comes on and says, we're waiting for results, but if you're like Ryan Seacrest, you get the results pretty instantly. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what. Bex has a theory that it wasn't positive, and now they're double checking. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that what you think, Bex?
Yeah, I think that the rapid came back positive, but they are waiting for the long form one before they make it a huge story.
That's just a theory. Didn't say that. Well, that's too bad because I really like Ryan, and I hope if he does have it, he heals up quickly because he's a good guy. I mean, we make fun of him because, you know, he's like Bill, who wears women's clothes and stuff. But he's a super nice guy.
Because I've met,
I swear to God, this is always a big test from one man to another. If a man is nice to your children, then you have infinite respect for him. And he was that way when I brought my kids out to L.A. to meet him and stuff. And he was really nice. So there. Mm-hmm. I have something, though. Of course, I'm not going to stay positive much longer. It's just not my nature. I have something I want to complain about. Okay? And I think you're all going to agree with me. You know TikTok, and I'm addicted to TikTok, much to my wife's chagrin. You know the one where they have music playing and a cute little dog, and they say, tap the dog's nose to the beat? There's a lot of those, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, that is the saddest thing. Okay, you're going to get more likes. What do you think? We don't know? That's the thing that bothers me, Mr. TikTok person. You don't think we who are watching TikTok don't know that when we tap the dog's nose to the music, you're getting a lot of likes that way. So A, it's insulting to us, and B, it makes you look awfully needy. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
But every time there's a million of them. Mm-hmm. Every other one is like that now.
They
tap the dog's nose to the beat. Yeah. So the first time I did it, I'm going, wait a minute. Because I started tapping it because it was kind of funny. And then all the little hearts come up. I go, wait a minute. This is a likes thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So the person, this is what I'm curious about. Because obviously TikTok, you know, that's an age group that haven't been in a long time. So you're, a 17-year-old kid and you're doing this. So then you get more likes than other TikToks. And then what? You brag about it or you show your friends or something?
Well, can you make money off of it?
Well, yeah, if you build a following, yeah, of course, you can make a lot of money. Kim Kardashian was saying it the other day.
Okay, that's Kim Kardashian, not little TikTok kid from Newton South.
They make money.
I think they do.
They make money. I've been watching this one girl. I love her on TikTok, and she makes these like really cool transition videos. Mm-hmm. And she went from, I mean, she had a big following anyways, but I've been, from when I started following her 4 months ago, she's added 10 million followers. And oh, I know God. That you think that that's fake, but I'm just saying she's building a brand, and then she'll make money off of it.
Now she's a TikTok sensation.
Okay. I love her.
Okay, look at me.
Big fan of hers.
Never. Are you looking at me?
Yes.
Never say the words building a brand to me again.
I'm just telling you what you did.
There can only be so many brands. Everyone can't have a brand.
Well, she's got a brand.
I'm telling you, I love her.
With the obvious exception of my daughter, who's building her brand and trying to make some money.
Exactly.
Well, there's an exception to every rule. Oh, God.
I've seen so many people like that happen to them on TikTok. Where?
Well, you know what I used to think. Like, so my daughter Lily is doing some stuff online with clothes and makeup. I don't even know, and. So when she first started doing, I said, I don't know. You think that's a good idea? I was skeptical. And then I talked to some people and I said, what do you want your daughter to do? You can't get a job anymore mm-hmm. in the real world. They're gone.
Right. Everything's shut down.
Yes. Everything is online. The whole world's online. Why not her?
Well, we're probably playing 6 or 7 songs that came out of TikTok.
From TikTok. 100%. That's where a lot of music is found right now.
Damn. I'm 100% TikTok. I think it would be a little lame if I went on TikTok, like an old man on TikTok would be weird.
Actually, there's a big space for that. A lot of really cute older men dancing and doing
TikTok. I'm not going to dance on TikTok.
Oh, God, please don't. I'm begging you.
Come on, I'll teach you the dance.
Here I go.
But I still won't dance.
Okay, ready? Up, sway.
You know which one I like? The other dance. It's Andrew Gold. Oh, I looked it up. The dance that I was talking about?
Yeah.
There's a guy named Andrew Gold, and he's got a song. It's like a Halloween song about skeletons or something. That's
scary?
No, but it's a song that you see a lot of. That's the bed for a lot of those dance videos.
It's Spooky Scary Skeleton.
Do we have it here?
We might have
it. It's on the internet. Yeah. You'll find it. Yeah, it's called Andrew Gold something. Look it up. I was really into it until my wife pointed out that the girls were all like 16 years old dancing.
They are.
That I was looking at.
Yeah, and tiny shorts.
It's really creepy. It's like
little sneakers, right? Yeah. And they go up and down steps. And
everything. That's cool. I love when they do that.
Okay,
yeah, but see, I don't mind. But it is the dancing because there's dudes that do it too, and I don't mind. It's just, I don't know.
But she
said, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
I've seen so many.
I think she'd rather I just look at hard porn than look at the 16.
Yeah.
At least in porn, they're over 21. You know what I mean? Is this it? Let me play this.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak from their.
No, that's a different one, but that's the same guy, but that's a different one. You know the one. You'd know it if you heard it.
Yeah, it's really upbeat.
It's funny because I've seen so many memes of girls on TikTok today versus when I was 15 and we were doing the Cotton Eye Joe. And it's just such a difference between how they dance.
I want to make one thing clear to the TikTok people. The thing where you flip the shoe and then you're wearing the shoe. That's old.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we all know how to do that edit now.
You're judging TikTok.
Wow.
Well, I like enough with the flipping the shoe. I mean, we've seen it 1,000 times. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
Oh, where's the rest of it?
Yeah, then it kicks
I was just
in,
getting
I
into
think.
It.
You gotta
wait
for it.
Yeah, you gotta wait for it, buddy. That's where it kicks in. Yeah, that's when they start, and then they go up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay?
I love how into this you are. Who are you?
Well, okay. There's only two things that I talk about in real life to my wife and friends is politics, right? Mm-hmm. Who took the place of sports somehow. Mm-hmm. I talk about Trump and all that stuff, and I talk about TikTok. But none of my friends talk about TikTok because they're all grown men and they think there's something wrong with me. And you don't really want to talk too much politics on the radio because it gets people crazy.
Yeah.
It's so funny because if I'm sitting on the couch and just looking through my phone and then all of a sudden I go to TikTok or Reels, you know, the music kicks in and Michelle's across the room. Could you turn that on? Like, what are you watching again?
Well, see, I have it right in my ear. I don't.
Oh, no.
She can't hear it. You got to know. I only had the.
Yeah. Are you watching those girls dancing again?
Yeah. Okay. You want me to talk politics instead? Now Trump is attacking Fauci. I knew this. I told you this was going to happen. I told you he was going to turn on him. I knew it. Imagine that. Imagine that. This 79-year-old genius guy, right? And now he's the villain because he's saying we have to wear masks. Okay, that was my political thing for the day. And now back to this.
Yeah,
baby.
There it is.
Let's go. There it is.
There it is.
Up the stairs they go.
That's the one. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
That gets me going.
Oh, we're going to be playing that a lot in the coming weeks. We got to go to a break anyway. Off we go. Up the stairs, everybody. You know, there are a lot of people who don't follow TikTok and they're listening going up what stairs? Right. Well, we have a lot of listeners who are not TikTok.
Right.
People. Yeah. In fact, I would say the majority of our adult listeners don't even know what that is.
Well, they should go watch.
Yeah. Today could be the day we convert them.
Just go to Instagram and click on where it says Reels. Mm. And yeah. And then you tap the dog's nose never mind.
Oh, my God, I love listening to Maddie in the morning. It's a great